the Practice Squad. Follow us on Twitter at FR Practice Squad or give us a call 419-516-0702. Here with Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
What's up, guys? Sorry.
And Garmin, what's happening?
Not much going on.
Philly.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We're all made it. It's a day later than normal. So we've all kind of had time to digest all of our losses over the weekend. So at least we're not as angry as we would be on a Monday night. But all three of our teams lost.
Again.
All in pretty excruciating ways in one way or the other. But we'll get into all that. We have our picks. We split the middle this week, but we'll get into that as well. And our draft 9.0 is scary stuff. What scares us? Yeah, since Halloween's coming up, it's close enough. So we'll get into what really scares us.
That Bengals game.
That Bengals game. So we'll be right back.
Pizza. Just the word makes me hungry. Miracle Lanes has the best pizza around, and all you have to do is call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. They're open every day. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wings buffet. Reserve your lanes now for birthday parties and other events. Pizza, wings, sandwiches. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Now open every day.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. This Friday will be the final football game of the year, and the Indians look to finish the season on a winning note as they host the Versailles Tigers on senior night. Our Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Get out to Baron Brugge Field on Friday and help cheer on our Indians on senior night for the last football game of the year. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
And we're back. Follow us at FR Practice Squad on the Twitter. And give us a call, 419-516-0702. What the Bengals do, Garmin.
What the Bengals
got spanked. That's what happened.
Oh, man. We'll let everybody in on our social lives. So on Sunday, we had two TVs set up. We had the red zone on one. We had another game. We were watching football all day. It was great.
It was great.
The Browns was entertaining. The Ravens lost because we were watching the Ravens. And then, man, we led up to that Sunday night game. And we were excited for about 5 minutes. Not even. I wasn't.
I was. Like, it was still even until we were down by, like, three scores is when I was like, okay, maybe I'm not as excited as I was.
We couldn't stop anybody. We couldn't. Like, even the touchdown drive we had was, like, just felt hard. It just felt difficult.
It's just like, you want a really bad metaphor for how I feel like the Bengals have been this season?
Yeah.
So, like, I was just thinking about this when I was driving to work. So, like, imagine the Bengals are like a Camaro, right? And all we've been doing is racing, like, other Camaros and maybe some Mustangs. And we're like, this is a really nice car.
Yeah.
Like, I like how it's, you know, it looks good. It's driving really well. And then everyone's talking about this Ferrari over in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then you go over there and you're like, I don't know, maybe. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
And then you hit the gas. The next thing you know, the Ferrari's lapped you four times and you don't even care anymore.
That's a really good analogy. It's really good.
That's how I felt about that game.
That is exactly how it was. It was like a track meet, and we just couldn't keep up. Vontaze Burfict is just the worst. He's like slow and fat.
Well, you guys
misses tackles.
You guys had to expect they were going to score on you a lot.
Oh yeah. So it was disappointing.
I guess the thing that was disappointing was that their defense held you guys to 10 points.
Yeah. Their defense is historic. Like, okay, so after that game, we gave up like 600 yards or something. They updated the standings and the defensive standings. We're 30th. Kansas City is still worst. So that means with all that, after that great game and after that horrible game we had, they're still the worst defense in the league.
I truly believe that that game was going to go down to the last team with the ball.
Yeah.
I
thought we'd get killed, and I said it on this show 2 weeks ago.
So. I didn't think it'd be that bad.
Yeah.
Because I was asking you before we started, can you remember the last time we got beat that bad?
No, I can't. But Jordan, did I...
Like the Ravens opener like 4 years
ago. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's probably the last one.
I think that was off their Super Bowl win.
What did I text you, Jordan, when the game started? Did I say we're going to get killed?
Yeah, but you always say that.
Nothing new. And you got to be right. When you throw enough crap at the wall, some of it sticks.
So. Some of it will stick.
But yeah, I mean, takeaways, really there are none. We sucked. We were horrible. Defense is bad. Offense regressed. And now I don't feel good at all going into the rest of the season.
I mean, I feel fine. I mean, it's kind of like what Philly was saying last week. It's, would you rather lose like a really, really close one or like a game like this? I was able to get over this pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because it was an absolute beat.
Yeah. I agree. But at least I would have felt more confident about going forward. Like, we looked like we didn't even belong in the same stratosphere.
No, but sometimes that happens. Yeah. And it's at Arrowhead. Kansas City's like the hot thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl or anything, but I still feel good that we could win the playoffs.
We were...
Or win make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's all I care about. We just want to make the playoffs.
Well, you were listening to Paul Daner.
Yeah.
And so, he was preparing us for this loss.
Yeah, absolutely. All week, basically, all the media was. Even the media lead up into the Sunday Night Football. By the way, Carrie Underwood's new song sucks.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
They just need to keep that Sunday night, waiting all day for Sunday night
game. Why change it? Like, I'm...
It was
like,
classic. You just had to change the video. Like the, yeah. You know, but they didn't need to have a different
song. Just because she changed her face doesn't, you know, don't have to change.
That was such crap too. Yeah. Can you even tell?
No.
What'd like she's supposed to have some scar on her face because she fell or something?
She like hid, like she was a hermit for like a year.
Oh my God, I'm so hideous.
Yeah. Whatever. Her husband.
Now she's only a 9.9.5.
Her boyfriend probably beat her. That's what happened.
Yeah, nice. She went from a 10 to a 9.999.
She's so hot. She just needs to get over it.
Sorry, Tori.
So wait, now how, okay. Well, what's up with this? Did she change this? What happened?
The song is different.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah. You know, it used to be like, well, I'm not going to sing it.
No, I just knew that I never liked it anyway.
It was always waiting all day for Sunday night. It was always like it's a play on a song.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was Googling Carrie Underwood while she was singing.
Yes.
Maybe that's why I wasn't paying attention to the song.
Yeah, she used to like skip hop around and sing the song and saunter. You know, anyway, saunter. That's such an old person word for being hot. She's all sauntering around.
Look at the way she saunters.
Look at the way she saunters. It's like an old person like shaking his fist at the TV because he's mad. But yeah, they changed the whole lyrics, the whole song, and it sucked. So, number one, I wasn't pumped at all for the game because Carrie didn't get me pumped.
She only had a week to prepare. She got you pumped friggin' last year?
Oh, man. No. That old song, I was ready for some football. Now I'm not.
The whole time, like, even last year, I was just like, they don't even need to do any of this. And they have all the players and, like, AB.
Yeah, yeah.
AB dudes. We were talking about this earlier. Why do they? Yeah. Just have a jingle.
Yes.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's all I
Because I was throwing it back to, like, the NBA on NBC, how great that was.
Chris Berman go,
whatever. but yeah, like they just need a cool like intro like NBA on NBC had.
Yeah. Do they need one?
I don't need a song. I don't need a made-up song.
They don't need a video with all the players doing stuff and it's like 3 minutes long. They don't need that. They need a cool intro.
Or, you know, like even on the Red Zone channel, all they have is like a countdown clock that people
like they tweet.
That would work too.
And it's like just have a countdown clock. People will get excited for that.
This was my first experience with Red Zone Channel.
Ooh, and we got Quad Box.
We got Quad Box.
Everybody likes a countdown. That's
it was life changing. Granted, it's probably not life changing, but it was great.
It was a little bit.
It was a new perspective. I've heard a lot of hype.
Like there's no commercials and it's just like
Scott Hansen football. Doesn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Football.
He just like just goes from game to game.
He's hooked up like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah. He's got a catheter and everything. Even he was like stressed sometimes. It's amazing. It really is. And they like throw up four games when it's like really tight, the witching hour. And it was it was fantastic.
Like when he told us like, all right, we're going to get ready for quad box. I was like, what's quad box?
We both were like, what? This is awesome. And all of them were coming down the wire. So I think I'm going to buy Red Zone Channel.
They need to make it easier to get. It took us like 20 minutes to set up for the Sling.
Well, if anyone wants a free trial of Red Zone Channel, go on Sling, download it, create an account, and then delete it immediately after. But they got like for 7-day free trial, you can watch Red Zone. And it's totally worth it, especially because we didn't have a game to watch.
Yeah.
Because we want to watch the Bengals. We had all day to watch meaningless games, but football's football. So we watched it. And it was great. So, yeah, Bengals, back to the Bengals. I don't know how we got off on that tangent.
Maybe because we don't want to talk.
Oh, my point was that we, all the like pregame stuff was all Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
So like it was hard to even know the Bengals even played. It was kept like they kept showing like Tyreek Hill, Pat Mahomes.
Very much.
And then they just kind of show Andy Dalton sitting in the corner.
Well, no, remember they had all these like they have all these features and stats and like they're doing all this stuff. And then when they finally do the Bengals, it's like, oh, and 300 in primetime.
The only stat was a Halloween like graphic where it was like zombies
it's
and it had
to be scary.
Scary Marvin Lewis and it said primetime record 1-16.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is awesome.
Which is funny because it's like it's not like you guys were having a horrible season. Like you have numbers you throw out,
which will probably be the last time you're focused into
a that's fine. If they can find a way to turn it down next time, they should turn it down. Because they just like lay an egg every time. And Thursday Night Football, they did okay this year.
But Thursday night doesn't count.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. It's prime time.
It doesn't. So a complete disappointment.
Put all my games at 1 o'clock because like I couldn't
sleep.
I was like, I'm not going to watch this game, but I kept throwing it back on.
Yep.
And then next thing I know, my alarm goes off at 4:30 and I'm about ready to rip my head off.
Yeah.
You couldn't sleep because you were frustrated?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I was like, stop watching the game, Craig. Stop. And I'm like, I'm going to pull it up on my phone real quick.
Yeah, they were down 24-7 at halftime. And I had been so negative that Garmin probably was like, I'm leaving. Bye. So he left. And
we were having a really nice time.
I just couldn't. I was like, okay, go to bed. But then I had to like open my phone and see if they scored. But then they were down 35-7. And I was like, well, this is over. But then I still couldn't sleep because I was so mad that they just got embarrassed again.
See, I'm totally different. It doesn't matter. I got to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm a bad fan. I just get mad and I sulk in the corner with my arms crossed. And I wonder why I like torture myself every week.
Are you ready to get on my bandwagon of getting rid of Vontaze Burfict?
Yes.
I'm beyond.
Yeah, they can get rid of him.
I got rid of him 2 years ago.
He's washed.
I could tolerate it because he was a good run stopper.
He's washed.
I'm just like.
And now he's weird, like he's flopping and doing stupid. Yeah, I just get rid of him because he's not good.
He's like the OBJ of like a defensive player. Like he's always out.
OBJ's actually good though. I know, but. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. What do you say, Jordan?
No, he looked like standout bad. Like,
yeah.
I noticed how bad he was doing.
Yeah. Like he's Kareem Hunt like made him
look like an idiot.
Yes. Kareem, we couldn't tackle either. No one wanted to tackle. No one wanted to be there, it seemed like.
I watched like maybe half of the first quarter and yeah,
it was horrible.
I like earlier in the week, someone put up a montage video that was like 5 minutes long of all the stupid stuff that Vontaze Burfict has done. And all it does is just fill me up with old man hate.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm so done with this guy.
I think they added up all his fines. It's $4.2 million now.
He's an idiot.
He got fined 100 and something. What was it?
112,000, by the way. That's very specific.
Which was two separate fines.
Why not 100 or 125? 100.
That's always weird. I mean, it's always like $35,235.
Yeah. Think about it, though. Vontaze Burfict is donating a lot of money to charity.
I'm guessing it's a percentage of your weekly pay.
Yeah, you're probably right.
What it is.
I mean,
HR.
Was that one fine or was that like two separate?
There was two plays. There was the one where he threw his elbow at AB, and then he threw his head at James Conner, and then also repeat offender. So it's like three of those things.
Like, and it's more than just throwing his elbow.
But then he twisted Spencer Ware's ankle again. There, yeah, that was all over Twitter.
Like, what?
He keeps just doing it over and over.
He's gone. Their defense sucks anyway. They might as well get me and you to play linebacker.
No, I told you, like, literally, I'm like, get rid of him. Throw some rando off the practice squad. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him anymore.
Just watch Malik Jefferson, like, suck all year.
Yeah, I would rather watch that.
I would too. At least he'll try.
Your line.
like your guys' linebackers is like really similar to like Ohio State. Can't stop the run.
They can't play football.
They have a hard time guarding. They can't They can't drop back and like guard. It's just
they're the too fat and slow to guard.
The middle is wide open all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Vigil was legitimately like he was in the top four in NFL in tackles. He's the only guy that we have that could have guarded Travis Kelce. And then once they started to be like, oh my gosh, Vontaze Burfict runs like a 6.7 40. Let's just go across the middle.
Yeah, and then I look back at the games they did win, and I go, well, they beat Indianapolis on a fumble at the end of the game. They beat Atlanta, who's not a good team, really. And they scored a lot of points. I mean, are the Bengals even that good?
Okay, this is something that we, as a group, I wanted to discuss and see what everyone has to say.
Yeah.
When me and David were watching Red Zone, we were constantly like, is Atlanta good? Like, is Philadelphia good? Like, are the Titans good? Like, how many, like, good teams?
The whole NFL is like...
There's three good teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, the Patriots, and
the Rams.
The Rams.
With you guys...
And I would say the Chargers are good teams.
You guys face...
They are. But they almost lost to the Titans. Two. They probably should have lost to the Titans.
They're in tier two for me.
Yeah.
So you guys...
I agree.
But, yes.
There's, like, 28 teams I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say there's a good 15 to 16 teams that are like they're 4-3 or 3-4.
We know who's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like,
are the Browns bad?
No.
I don't think so either. The Raiders?
Raiders are bad. Cardinals Giants, are bad.
Cardinals.
Bills are bad.
Yeah.
Bills are
Giants.
Bad.
Bills are really bad. Giants are really like, bad.
Those four teams are bad.
Yeah. And then everybody else is like up for grabs. Yeah. And then it's like KC, New England. And Rams.
That's why I'm not really that worried.
You can have the Titans that can beat the Eagles. Then
that you guys weren't an enigma. Now I think we're an enigma.
Yeah, because like back to the Bengals. Like I don't know if our wins are legit. Our losses. I mean, Carolina we lost to. They're pretty good, I guess.
I mean, you can look at it both ways.
Carolina has a record to show. I mean, that's
But the Buccaneers, decent, like, okay, so you know, back to what you're saying about Daner too. Paul Daner is a writer for the Inquirer, and he has a podcast we were listening to. But they win this game; they're 5-3 going into the bye.
Mm-hmm.
That basically puts them in position to be where they want to be. They come out of the bye though with this against the Saints, who the Saints are really good.
Yep.
And then you got two games with the Browns. Yet the Browns are no slouch. I think the Bengals probably drop one of those.
I do too.
I think they need both of them. The Bengals probably need to boat both of them to win the playoffs. You still got the Ravens at Baltimore. You got the Chargers on the road. You got, and who am I missing? Denver and Oakland. Those should be wins.
Mm-hmm.
But who the heck knows? I mean, Buccaneers have a better offense than what we think. They have good wide receivers. Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, that guy you have on fantasy. Godwin.
But
OJ Howard's,
good.
Their defense.
Like, we can't stop.
Yeah, but
so was Kansas City, and we scored 10 points. So, like, how do we know we're going to, like, I kept thinking, like, oh, at least we beat the Buccaneers. Now I have no. Like, I think we're going to lose the Buccaneers. We're six and a half point favorites at home. There's no way I'd bet on the Bengals.
No. I don't get how your offense is so, like, it looks so
Why is Joe Mixon's only pass he can catch a flat screen?
I have no idea.
Why can't he do something down the field?
Yeah.
Why is AJ Green not run straight anymore? Why is everything like a possession receiver route?
Well, there's some stat where it was average yard per attempt to AJ Green was like 9.9 yards.
Yeah.
Everybody else on the team was 0.6 yards.
So,
he's not throwing down the field to anybody else.
And without so the whole season we thought John Ross would be this guy that could like make defenses be honest. So now all they got to do is pack the box and do what they always do against the Bengals is make us run.
I mean, Boyd's come along to a solid number two. And you have AJ Green who
is one of the best.
Yeah, I think the loss of Eifert too is huge.
Boys. Sucks, yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. They should be able to get the ball down the field.
When's Billy Price coming back?
I don't know.
After the bye, they think.
And the other thing for me is I don't know I don't think we give Joe Mixon the ball nearly enough.
I don't either, but he didn't have a good game either this game.
Yeah, but he always has games like that. Like, in that Baltimore game, he was playing like that the whole time, but then eventually, like, later in the game, we go away.
I agree.
I mean, this game
we were down by 35.
I get it, but it's like...
They're down that much.
I don't know. I mean, against you look at the Pittsburgh game. They're like 10. He's like 10 for 60. That's 6 yards a carry.
I'll ask you then: is this week a must win? Week 8 must win.
I think so. If you're looking for playoffs, yeah.
I think so. I think it's absolutely like if they go 4-4 into the bye. They're probably going to be a game or two back. The Steelers play the Browns this week.
Yep.
Is that home or away?
That's at the
Steelers.
So that's probably a Steelers
win. You got to look at
big
it.
Big show. The chef's cooking.
You got to look at it like this game is an a game that you can win. Yeah. So it has to be a must win.
Morale
like
booster, you go into the bye, and then you got a big game coming up against New Orleans.
They're beatable.
That's at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So and New Orleans is now the Ohio State NFL team.
Yeah.
After that trade with, they got Eli Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll see. It's frustrating, as you can tell by how we've talked about it. But I thought, and injuries haven't helped either. But that's what you deal with in the NFL, I guess. So we'll see. They played Tampa Bay this Sunday. Hopefully, they can get a win by any means necessary going into the bye.
Yeah, I mean, I only got to see the second half of Sunday's game against Tampa Bay, but I still don't put that much stock in Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be scared of Tampa Bay if I were, but that's just me.
I just worry about,
I think we
haven't been able to get off the field all year. Like it's like 3rd and 7 and you just know they're going
to
get it.
Are people starting to call for your, what is it, Terrell Austin? What's your...
Yeah, he's bad. Yeah. Our defensive coordinator. And is it his fault? Who knows? But I mean... They've been significantly worse with the same players they've had last year. So why are they so bad?
What's the D-line rotation like?
I don't know, but that was supposed to be a strength, and it's been a weakness. Like we can't.
I don't know.
How many sacks does Carl Lawson have? Half?
I don't know. I'm not necessarily saying it's a weakness because, like, still, like, Geno's, like,
it's not, but
top 4, top 5 in the NFL in sacks. I just think that they can't do everything themselves, you know?
Yeah, the ball's coming out quick, and if... I don't know, if you're not putting pressure on them to have to throw it downfield, like if you don't have a lead.
We just played up against Roethlisberger and Pat Mahomes. Like both those guys are pretty good scrambling quarterbacks. Like Pat Mahomes was running out of the box. Oh, we're running out of the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Is Pat Mahomes going to be someone that you hate?
I hated him on Sunday.
No, I don't think so because he seems fun.
He's got that face that you could hate.
And, you know, it's KC who is not yet.
He's
so good. Where
really crazy, impressive.
I am. I am.
It's unreal. Like he just seems very much in control, and it makes like you're so frustrated as a Bengals fan that you have these like good players.
Yeah,
but you look at what Kansas City's doing with them. Like they're going in crazy motions, but then they're not even throwing that way. They're throwing this way. As a defense, I don't even know what you do. Like if they stay healthy, you can't.
Like Tyreek Hill dropped a touchdown pass.
Yeah,
I mean he's fast.
Like, yes. I don't, yeah, he's not a guy that I hate, at least not yet.
And he doesn't take any hits. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah.
Like, he'll catch it, he'll catch a hook, like a curl, and somehow he still runs like 10 yards. Yeah. Like, no one can tackle him.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't take a hit, he just walks out of bounds. So he's never going to get hurt unless he pulls a hammy or something.
Or he's on your fantasy team.
True. But I don't have that luxury.
I'm still amazed how the Patriots still beat them, really.
Yeah. If that game was in Kansas City, they wouldn't have. But I just have a feeling the home field advantage.
I know, but like Patriots defense ain't good at all.
No.
But, I mean, they still got two.
But they scored.
Well, they got down by too much.
Yeah,
that's a lot to come back from.
Yeah. Well, anyway, another loss. That's 2 in a row. It can't be 3 in a row. Hopefully they get a win.
It can be, or how about it could just be?
I said it can't be.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Good.
Yeah, I wasn't being that negative. Trust me. I'm getting really close to being...
You're getting really close?
Annoying David.
I can't imagine what annoying David's going to be like if this is close.
So, the Browns lost as well, so...
Would you rather? Would you rather?
You have a would you rather?
Yeah.
Float it in. Can you play that drop one more time?
Yeah, I'm going to play that again.
Would you rather?
All right.
Would you rather? Do you have a would you rather for us?
I have a would you rather.
Right, go ahead.
So, would you rather sound like Mike Tyson or go one round with Mike Tyson?
Sound.
I ain't coming away with brain damage this my life.
Forever. Okay, are we talking one round with current Mike Tyson or like prime Mike Tyson?
Black shorts.
Let's
Mike
say
Tyson.
Current.
Current Mike Tyson?
Yes. Current.
One round. How long's a round? 3 minutes?
Yep. Ugh, that's rough. Now, you know what?
Can I just run?
You can try. I mean, you can't get out of the ring. You have to stay in the ring. Or for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life. Like you know what?
I think I might go around because with current Mike Tyson,
Tyson changes it.
Because even if he knocks me out, like I get up and I sound like me. And my voice is better.
And then you know what? It might not be 3 minutes. Out,
and then you...
Then I have a lisp the whole time.
Yeah.
You can get fake teeth.
That's true.
I mean, you might not...
had to go 3 minutes because he couldn't still knock you out. So I think I might just go that. I could handle being knocked out. I think I could take a punch.
Yeah. But like, if it was prime time, like Mike Tyson, you're coming out with brain damage. Like, he's going to hit you so hard.
If it's prime Mike Tyson, I'm going with the list for the rest of my life. But if it's current Mike Tyson, I'm going to try and run around the ring in circles and try and evade him with my craftiness. I'd probably float like a butterfly, you know, try and taunt him. And then when he's,
I would love to see that.
David, float like a butterfly and sting like a butterfly.
If my first move you make, you'd be knocked on your back.
I know, I know. Absolutely. There's no question.
You'd be like me on my bachelor party.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one knockout, and then we took a picture.
You want to go?
Well, I like that. So, yeah, we're just going to pepper those in every once in a while. That was good stuff.
Taking the punch.
The Browns lost just a horrible overtime gutting loss, but we'll be right back with all the details of that.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. A night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Hit that follow button or give us a call, 419-516-0702, and just give us your thoughts on these depressing games that we all had to endure this weekend, or let us know if you'd how you want to fight Mike Tyson, because we've also discussed that, or let us know if you hate Carrie Underwood's new song on Sunday night, because we obviously do as well.
Haven't heard it yet. I hated the first one. So.
Yeah, I don't think we can play it, but it's not good. The Browns lost to the Chargers of Los Angeles.
No, they lost to the Buccaneers of Tampa.
Oh no, I'm wrong. That was the week before.
Yes, that was last week.
I apologize, and I even watched the whole game.
Yeah,
it was the Buccaneers.
Yeah, our show prep. Buccaneers of Tampa Bay.
The Buccaneers of Tampa Bay.
So I spent the first half, most of the first half and some of the third quarter at the Boonshoft Museum. So I Miss the what museum?
The what?
Boonshoft in Dayton. It's like what? A kids museum.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was cool? Did they have the piano on the floor?
No.
Is it like Kosai?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you would probably recognize. I think we went there when we were like second grade.
Do they have kinetic sand?
Probably.
Do they have the ball that if you put your hand on it, all the electricity goes to your hand?
Yes.
Cool.
They have a lot of stuff.
They have cool stuff.
A unicycle you can ride across the ceiling? They do not have that. They have like a two-story slide and all that.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, here's how the world works.
A two-story slide is a good way to describe how the world works.
Slides are fun. That's
so that was exactly where you wanted to be while the Browns were playing?
Yeah. Well, and so...
But I mean, family.
I kept up to date and it was a pretty boring, and you guys can confirm, a pretty boring first half at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
We had a safety. We started out with a safety from Coley.
We missed that play because we were like, how'd they get up 2-0?
I saw it. So that was like in the first quarter, probably 5-10 minutes in the game.
Yeah.
So I'd say, cool, we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
And look, probably 20 minutes later and we're down 14 to...
Yeah.
Actually, 16. Did they go for two? Or how'd they get 16? They got two touchdowns.
I don't remember.
There was. We were doing show prep by watching it, but in our defense,
might have been drunk. I don't know.
No, there was like a 20-minute stretch where we were setting up two TVs and making buffalo chicken.
And
like,
you must have gone for two both times.
No, I don't think they did. I'm going to look up the box score. But
did they get a safety too?
I don't even know who scored their touchdowns.
DeSean Jackson had one.
Okay, that was just
reverse.
Yeah.
Yes. Reverse inside
the
20.
And then Jameis, I believe.
Jameis ran one. He ran for a lot of first downs.
Yeah.
Which I was frustrated, and I was not even a Browns fan, but like stupid third and fives where no one's open, and then he just like slowly. He's not even fast.
Everybody's covered, and then he gets.
I was super stoked about it because I have him in fantasy.
Yes. You were glued because you wanted him. You were very happy he went into overtime.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking up their how they scored, David?
Actually, I got sidetracked, and I'm looking up Twitter right now.
I can't.
That happens to me so much. Does that happen to you guys where like you start doing something and then you're way off and then you can't remember where you started?
Pretty much every day.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wake up in the morning.
We're going to say it. Maybe I'm losing my mind, but if we're all that way, then. Oh, man.
No, they had a field goal.
That stupid guy on ESPN that used to play for the Steelers, Clark.
Oh,
he has the Bengals falling in his power rankings.
Yeah, who cares?
Sorry.
Sorry. No, they had a field goal, two touchdowns, and a missed extra point.
So that's what it was.
Yeah.
Catanzaro.
Yeah.
Of course, because he missed a 40-yarder and he makes a 56-yarder or whatever.
59.
That's crazy.
Pretty 60.
But that was so Brown.
Anyway, so yeah, I saw most of the game that was worth watching. I got there when they first scored.
Hey, you got some fantasy points from Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb was a nice pickup, so I picked him up on Tuesday.
Good move.
Before the trade.
The perfect time, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was pretty excited.
When you saw that trade, did you feel like a GM?
Really? Yes. I was like, yes, I knew something.
You heard some sources.
No, I actually
sources
did.
In Berea.
It was kind of pure luck, but I figured at some point Chubb was going to be the guy, the go-to guy, whether it was injury and or just...
Sheer talent.
Yeah, second half of the year, and they're going to feed him the ball. So I just picked him up, but it worked out.
Jarvis Landry's catch was awesome, too.
That was, I thought, it won't be the catch of the year, but just by, like, the difficulty and
the awareness
of it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a good throw, too.
Those diving catches that are low to the ground, mm-hmm. and they just have to catch with their... Those are, I feel like, the hardest catches.
Do you ever think, like, Miami looks at what the Browns are doing with Jarvis Landry and are like, wow, we didn't use him at all?
Well,
why didn't they throw it to him more than 5 yards?
I mean, we paid him
field?
A lot.
No, so. I know, but what I'm saying is, like, Miami, like, all he ever did there was... I don't think he ever ran routes over, like, 10 yards.
No, you're right.
They didn't use him.
Yeah, his yards per catch is definitely
like
up.
I feel like he just looks so much more talented playing.
We still need a complimentary receiver.
Right.
Yeah. We ask too much of Callaway.
Yeah, my fantasy team does too. Yeah. And I benched him this week.
You know, he's someone who, can maybe get 4 or 5 targets a game, take a deep shot, but he can't be our number two right now.
Yeah. And Njoku had a touchdown.
Njoku's coming along nicely. He's catching the ball. He's scoring touchdowns.
Did they do more with Duke Johnson?
Did they do more? He's got more touches. And like he had like 2 good screen passes that got called back for holding.
Were so you that's always in fantasy? Were you forced to play both those guys or was that just...
I wasn't forced. I could have played, Nyheim Hines?
You beat me, but everyone in the league would have beaten me this week.
Yeah.
Because I had the lowest score of the entire league. 71 points.
I just thought I wanted to play them both because... you know, the word.
I mean, I was just kind of curious because it wasn't a bad call.
So Baker looked better. You know, the first half, I don't know if it's just game plan. I think Baker came out pretty cold the first half because he's scared of throwing picks. So he's pretty conservative. So I don't know if it's play calling or him.
I saw Hugh Jackson in his post game said he's going to be more involved in the offense.
That's just...
Is he throwing a Haley under the bus?
No, he basically said he wants to help more. And people are like, oh, he's going to take over play calling duty.
Yeah.
It's just media trying to be stupid.
Yeah.
Like, media, what's he supposed to do? Like...
Yeah, like get up there and say nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resign.
He could resign.
They're going to fire him, don't you think?
Probably at the bye week.
Think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, unless he wins both. We have the Steelers.
There was like a tweet after the game. It was like, apparently John Dorsey Falcons, and so-and-so.
Yeah,
so-and-so,
we have the Steelers happened. And the Falcons. And I think if I think we have 2 or 3 weeks. So he needs to win two of them or all of them to keep his job. So, I don't know.
Well, who do they play? The Steelers next week?
They play the Steelers, but just continuing on this week. Yeah, so Njoku looked good. He had a nice touchdown pass. Jarvis looked good. I think if Baker has enough time, they're like calling for long developing plays, and it's just our line, our tackles are just not doing that well right now.
Mm-hmm.
One, Chris Hubbard, and then also our Desmond Harrison. They're all right. It's just he's not ready. They're getting pushed inside the pocket, and it's not good. I saw a stat. It was basically when Baker had more than 2.5 seconds to go, he was like 10 of 15 with 2 touchdowns. And then if he has less than 2.5 seconds, he has a passer rating of like 20. So
at least he still throws it downfield.
He throws it downfield. I still have faith in him. I still think he'll be all right.
Yeah.
I just wish, you know, even in overtime, maybe. And these are growing pains, but just take the ball and go drive down the field. Like when we intercepted, I think it was Jamie Collins intercepted at the 45-yard line in overtime.
Yep. Did they even get a yard?
We won, maybe. Yeah. You know, we ran it a yard, then we incomplete pass, and then I think he took a sack. So actually not.
The sack was bad. I do remember that. Yeah. It was like one of those plays where you couldn't take a sack.
If we got 4 yards, we might have tried a field goal.
Yeah.
We just didn't do it.
I was looking for this random tweet, by the way, because you guys were talking about Njoku before. Because Field Yates tweeted yesterday, I had to find it. But in the 4 games where Baker Mayfield's been the starter, Njoku has 22 catches, 228 yards, and 2 touchdowns, which I think is a lot more from what he had before.
Yeah, I mean, the first 3 weeks, it was like he had probably like 2 catches a game with for right. Like
and isn't that
yards.
Kind of like the rookie quarterback cliche where they talk about how they always lean on the tight end because it's kind of like the safety valve.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that he's not dropping. I mean, he's getting better at least. You know, it could be. I still think in his career he'll have a case of the drops every now and then. But
yeah, drop passes.
What is a safety valve?
Like in real life?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like they always say, like so and so is the safety valve. What's the safety
I think it's like the last line of like defense if something breaks in a valve. You turn that and then...
So is it like in your toilet where you have the shut? That's yeah. A shut, a water shut off.
But it's the second one.
Shut off valve. They should call it the shut off valve. I don't know. He's Baker Mayfield's shut off valve.
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry, Philly. What was your point? I
saw statistics of teams with the most drop passes, like percentage-wise or whatever. Yeah. And the Browns were... number one with 7.2% of their passes were dropped, and the Titans were number two with 6.7%.
Yeah, and that's all year. So that's increased since Baker, like in the last few weeks.
Nate Ruinkamp just tweeted us on Twitter. What did you think of Baker Mayfield's when he was running?
Oh.
And he got hit in the head.
Oh my God.
And then the ref says,
Let's talk about that. Because he's a runner, he can get hit in the head.
I was going to bring up
that. That was the worst call I've ever seen.
The dumbest thing I've ever
besides this football. Besides the four other calls. That was horrible.
No, the explanation was stupid.
It was a bad explanation. Because it literally said, because he's a runner, he can be hit in the head.
There's so much emphasis on the concussions and hitting guys in the head. That official should be suspended just for saying that.
Yeah.
That was the easiest 15-yard because I think Baker got up and started yelling at the guy.
Yeah.
Because he knew probably like, and you just got 15 yards. But then they didn't, because it's the Browns.
They threw a flag, right?
No,
they threw a flag.
They threw a flag and then they picked it up and waved it off.
Explained. He got on the
mic. Then he explained, he said, since he gave himself up as, or he
since he was still running out of the pocket. He was still a runner.
He's still a runner.
He can be hit in the head. So he actually said he can be hit in the head.
Yeah. Which is wink. I tweeted, I was like, in 2018, I literally cannot believe that that came out of an official's mouth.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was frustrating. You know, they're probably going
to
say
you just come to
apology,
expect it now.
But we still scored, so I'm not that might have been the.
I didn't think you scored
stuffed.
That drive.
We might have got stuffed at the one that drive. Because we still drove it.
I remember thinking that was a huge.
You guys had the fourth down. Then
if anybody knows, let us know. Did they score on that drive? But I don't.
That might have been.
You had two fourth downs. You got stuffed on the 1 yard line. Then the other one was Baker was trying to run. Then they stripped the ball and it bounced back and it went out.
That was the end of the first half.
Yeah,
I didn't see that replay.
That was the most Browns play ever too. He runs for the first down, gets stripped, fumbles the ball, bounces back 3 yards.
I was actually laughing like after a half, and I was like, oh my god, it's like that's typical Browns.
Out of every Browns, I don't watch a lot of Browns games, and I don't familiarize with myself with the last like couple teams. But normally, when that stuff happens, you go, "Oh, this is so Browns," and then they get killed. Like this team, this Browns team, like every time you're about to make fun of, they come back and they at least go to overtime.
Yeah. So like last year,
like they're really competitive.
Years before, we wouldn't make plays to put us in the game. We would just make just those miscues.
Yeah.
Now we're making plays, good plays. It's just they're followed by
stupid plays.
Yeah,
But it's impressive that at least you're like they're fighting and coming back.
It's kind of like you're showing glimpses. Like, yes, this is a team that's going to be good or can be good. Then all of a sudden, boom, the Browns are back.
How many overtimes you guys have now?
Four.
Okay, I was telling David like I legitimately like not rooting against you. I want you guys to tie all those games because I told David I said if this game ends in a tie. There will be a rule change.
There absolutely will be a rule change. I'm with you. I want more ties this year. I want everybody to tie for the rest of the
season. That they get rid of ties?
Yeah.
Like, they'll be forced. Like, it's so ridiculous right now.
There's people calling for them. It's like the Browns game when they kicked the, when they went to go kick for the 56-yard field goal to win the game, the Buccaneers. The one announcer said is like, I don't know, I don't agree with this call. If they miss it, then Browns got a good field goal or have good field position. He's like, I think you should just play for field position and go for the tie.
Like there is
to go for the tie.
There is at no level ties outside of professional.
Exactly.
And we're not like garbage European soccer.
I was like, you play man's football, no ties.
You play to
European
win the game.
Soccer.
And garbage sport.
And did you guys see Arsenal's goal?
No, because who cares?
It was a thing of beauty.
I literally watched
Mesut Ozil in the midfield, the back heel out to Iwobi. Iwobi kicks it back to Ozil with
the back heel.
Back to Lacazette with it. Oh, man, it was beautiful.
I was like, after I heard that guy say it, I was like, they should just go for the tie. I was like, that's ridiculous.
They beat Leicester City 3-1, and now they're in the top four. They could qualify for the Champions League next year.
David, no one cares.
Garbage sport.
So anyway, back to the game.
Yeah, sorry.
Back to real football.
Yeah. So, and even like to be in overtime, I was thinking that he was going to hit that 4-yard field goal at the end. So I thought.
The one they. And he should have made it.
He should have made
that one more than the one that they actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, this is kind of a bonus anyway.
Yeah.
He missed it. But I knew as soon as they lined up for a field goal, it's like a silver.
Yeah, as did we. Yeah, but Baker will have the greatest meme of all time now.
Oh, that was great.
As soon as it happened.
As soon as it happened, David goes, I can't wait. Like, we literally were like, let's scroll through Twitter and see who makes a meme first.
Barstool had it in about 30 seconds.
I bet his PR guys were like, hey, you need to do some weird reaction to be a meme.
And also, like, let's put that on your new logo instead of your bandana. Phil, you got a question from a listener.
Yes. Jordan, Toby texts me and says, what's more frustrating going into the game knowing that you don't have a chance or thinking that you have a chance to lose in overtime?
It's more frustrating the way it's happening this year. Because, so going into the game thinking you have a chance and losing overtime. Because now it's all like what could have been. Like, this season could have been awesome.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if we were, like, 5-1 or whatever.
Yeah, and, like five plays are the difference.
Exactly.
That'd be neat, right?
So, and it's been fun. Like, we can see glimpses of possibly a good future. It's just excruciating, stressful.
I just think you guys got to take it 1 year at a time. You won one game. Your guys are good this year. Then next year, that's when you got to rebuild. And
next year they win two.
But I mean, it could have been like a historic year, and it's just not. And I don't know if that's.
I think you need to fire Hugh Jackson because like it's like the same.
Well, and
crap.
I was gonna say, for how much think Hugh gets crap for, and I think he probably deserves to be
Hugh
fired.
Jackson's reactment, or like after they missed the field goal to make you guys go in overtime, his reaction is freaking priceless. Like he's like not even really that excited. Like he's just going, he's just waving his arms like this, and he's just like got a little smile on his face. I was like, most coaches would be jumping up and down.
No,
you know?
I disagree. I mean, they didn't win the game.
No, I'm talking about when they missed the field goal, so you guys go into overtime. Yeah, I mean, they had a chance to win the game. The Buccaneers had a chance to beat you guys in regulation time.
But we still didn't win the game. It's
I know,
still
but I'm
overtime.
Just saying his reaction was just kind of nothing.
You
was
think
it?
Bill Belichick would have jumped up and down?
Yeah. No, because if
he's
he
a sociopath.
He feels nothing. If he went into overtime, he'd probably be pissed because, like, no, we don't deserve to win. Yeah.
To answer Toby's question, this is more frustrating, but it's also more fun and hopeful.
Hey.
Last year was not fun at all.
Yeah.
I love that.
At least you got Baker.
But you know what's fun? And I can relate to the Raiders. Stockpiling draft picks is fun.
Yeah.
Which is what they're doing.
And then watching him screw
up
those
jealous.
Picks.
I'm like, oh, I remember those days.
I don't think
fun.
John Gruden will screw
is
up
it,
the
is
picks.
Is this coming draft? Do you guys
three,
know?
He's got three this year.
Yeah, three.
Then
they're
gonna, they
no,
got
I mean the Browns.
Next,
like, I feel like for the past 27 years, the Browns have had like 2 to 3
they're all like fourth
round
picks.
Is that
right?
Yeah. Now we all just have our picks. We have an extra third.
So you only have one first round pick now?
I know,
for now.
Boring. What do I do?
That's
for
bummer.
Now.
That's a bummer.
Well,
cause
should we move on to the Titans?
I have my...
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Poem/song/...
What is it? Is it this week? Is it a sonnet or
it's
a rap?
A really weird...
is it a rhyme scheme?
It's a rhyme scheme.
Do you have a beat that goes with it?
No. Do you want one?
Do you want one?
I'm thinking.
You got my
sure. I'll take one.
Do you have one that vibes with it?
No, I don't know if this is going to work or not.
You could try it for like 30 seconds. I'm sure our listeners will forgive us if it doesn't work.
I don't know.
They might just be like, "I quit."
Oh,
they got me in the mood.
Can you give the Lil Wayne?
Lil Weezy, baby. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, you got to follow me on this one. This one goes
deep.
Yeah, this goes all over the place.
Cool.
All right.
Check
it. Check.
Yeah.
I think I just had deja vu. Did the Browns just make a play followed by a miscue? Pacing my floor in overtime, waiting for a kick to go through. An improbable 60-yarder. Can we have a redo? Cut to Baker's reaction. Hot meme. Now cut to Hugh. I don't know about you, but from my point of view, Hugh's down to his last few. Ooh. It's getting hard to watch, like the Love Guru. Let's just start
a bad movie.
Let's just start the coaching search. What's new? Is there someone out there that we could pursue, bring in for an interview? Lincoln Riley is available. Don't know if that's true. I digress. Here's a short letter to overtime with a reference to Brokeback Mountain that rhyme. Overtime, I wish I knew how to quit you. We have a relationship that's hard to commit to. People may start to wonder why we spend so much time together. Or who is Gyllenhaal and who is Ledger? You're always on my mind when we're playing from behind. Trying to avoid a sack to put together some sort of comeback. But we often leave disappointed, shamed, ashamed, and mentally drained. Physically spent at a loss for words like the scene in the tent. Does all that make sense? Because in my defense, I was on the fence about going this intense. Oh, now thinking about it, I should have just broken down the offense and defense.
Nice. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I like the beat in the background.
So last week, you went on a tangent for what last week? Last week's went out crazy,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Last week was Baker's PR and marketing.
Yeah. And this week, it was Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
What made you think of Brokeback Mountain? Were you watching that?
No, I really like the line. Overtime, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Why can't I quit you?
So that why can't I quit you? So unless you have never seen or have seen Brokeback Mountain, a lot of that probably doesn't make sense to you.
Well, that was very good. Philly, where's it ranked?
I like it. That might be a new. That might be a new number
that's
one.
That's my new say.
I think that might be the
because
number one.
You didn't stumble across anything. Yeah. And the beat in the background was good.
Yeah. The Brokeback Mountain
production was impeccable.
We're good.
Impeccable. Very good.
All right, so we called a show. That was a good way to end it.
Well, keep following along with us on Twitter.
Would you rather?
No, that's good. We got it. We got a would you rather.
All right.
Okay, bring it.
Did you do that on accident?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Like my acting, though?
Yeah.
We have a would you rather.
All right. Would you rather have $5 million in cash right now or... own an NFL team.
Own an NFL team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Take away, like, the money that comes with it, because obviously you're going to get, like, a millionaire.
But that's,
like,
the whole point.
The,
no.
Just the fun of being
so you NFL. Mean, like own an NFL team so but I'm not homeless. Making any revenue?
Yeah, I'm homeless,
yeah.
And I get to own an NFL thinking. Team?
Like, a regular, let's say you get, like, $50,000.
Because the no-brainer is the NFL team. But, if like, let's say if you don't make any income, but you just own an NFL team, but you don't make any money. So you're poor, but you own an NFL team?
Yeah. You get less money than $5 million.
I'd still own the NFL team. That'd be a great job.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. It wouldn't, mink wouldn't bite you.
I would NFL probably take the $5 million because
give me,
I would,
give me an idea of what I'm making. So, because like part of the NFL owner
you're
thing
making,
is, I can go out and be like, right. Yeah, I own the so-and-so.
So let's say you make like $300 a week.
That's
no.
Let's say you get $50,000 a year.
Then it's easily the NFL team, I think. I think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll just live at the stadium then because I can't buy a sweet house.
Maybe it isn't as easy as I think.
Because part of the perks of owning an NFL team is you get to strut around the city and be like, yeah, I'm the owner. And they're like, you live in a trailer.
I'm going to go with $5 million because I'd probably ruin that team. I'd run it to the ground. Yeah. It'd be bad. And
I'm considering I'm considering the $5 million because I could $5 million goes a long way in Fort Cover.
Then I would have fans yelling at them like these two yell about the owner of the Bengals.
Well, that's because our owner's stupid and won't get a GM.
Okay, yeah. So I was stupid to say it was that easy, but I think I would still go.
$5 million in Fort Cover could be like $20 million in reality.
Yeah,
I would own the Bengals and I would take them to the promised land.
And by hiring a GM.
We would, yeah, hire
that's
somebody.
What I would, that'd be my first move by because hiring, I don't have to do anything.
Hire somebody that knows what they're doing. Not
would you rather, would you rather, would you rather, would you rather, would you rather.
You got one more?
We have another one.
Oh, okay.
Now, do these just like come in the mail or something?
How
do
yeah, you, like, yeah. People just like
sending them in?
Yeah.
The phone line's blown crazy. Up.
Jesus.
Who did those sound bites?
This one's for you, David.
Oh.
Let me find
I hope it doesn't like.
Okay, me and Philly will just sit this one out.
No, you guys can answer. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
We have a phone number first. Or we have a call.
Do you know how to answer phone calls?
Sounds like no is the answer.
Are they on the air? Are you on the air? I can't hear them.
It's actually not working right now. Can you hear us?
Oh, hey, who we have?
This is Nate.
I was going to say it sounded
like. Hi, Nate. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
What do you have for us?
So, the obvious talk of the world tonight, or should say in the U.S., is what would you do with $1.6 billion?
Ooh, yeah.
You guys kind of hit on it with the $5
million
for an NFL team.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, what would you guys do with $1.6 billion, excuse me.
What would
be like your first big purchase?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. Yeah, I'd buy another mink farm. I'd buy a whole nother mink farm. No, I wouldn't. You could buy an NFL team with that.
Oh yeah. Well, actually,
that's kind of
the
first thing I think of.
You're gonna get half of that, right, from taxes. So you're gonna get, let's say.
$599 and $529,
Nate, it sounds like you have a whole plan for this.
I don't. I just saw an article because obviously everybody's just talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
That doesn't include local taxes, but basically call it
$500 million. Well, now it's not even worth it.
Did the article say like the chances of winning?
I think it's like 1 in 320 million.
Okay, so I have a shot.
So basically, they always
saying I got a chance.
They always have some dumb example where it's like you could be swimming in the ocean while struck by lightning while being eaten by a shark, and that's better chances than winning.
Yeah.
Right. The other thing is that's kind of ironic, and most people will understand or think about this once I say it, but it's funny how, you know, when somebody wins the Mega Millions of the Powerball, it starts back over like $40 million. But there's like a cutoff point, like $250 million, where people are like, oh, now I'll buy a ticket. Like, anybody would take.
We were. We were talking about this at work today. It was like, since it's 1.6 billion, everybody's buying, but when it's 22 million, it's
That's
still
garbage.
It's
money.
Not good enough for anybody to win 22 well, million.
I think half of it is just because I always forget. Like, I would probably, like, unless someone's like, hey, did you hear how much it is? It's 200 million. I'm like, whoa, cool. I'll go buy one. Yeah. I just always, it's never on my mind unless someone.
See, I buy them like every once in a while. I don't play every week. But like, yeah, when you hear it's like at 600 million, then you're like, oh, that's a lot, you know. So it
when do those numbers come out?
Yeah, 11 p.m. tonight.
I'll be in bed. So,
do you have a ticket?
I don't.
No, we are talking about. We should. Tori suggested as a group we should.
Yeah. As Tori suggested, my wife suggested that we should all go in
if
on one.
Over.
But then I said that it would cause fractures in our friendship.
And I
that
said that doesn't make any sense.
We wouldn't be friends anymore.
Unless, like, you're hogging all the money.
Yeah, if we split it
you
four ways.
You guys know how I am. I probably would.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, if we split it four ways, it'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I just think we'd have people, our listeners would be like, give me $1 million because I was the only one to listen to your show. But no, it's, I don't know.
We could afford that.
Yes, we could. But hey, all thanks right. for the call, Nate.
Yeah, thanks. We'll answer your question here. Have a good one. So you guys have to.
You want to know what I would want to do? I don't know how. I don't know how much money this would take.
Pat, by the way, Pat says three times more likely to die by a vending machine. That's another one. Stats. Three times more likely to get a vending machine fall on top of you than win. It's always just ridiculous stuff like that.
I've always like talked. You always talk about like buying like an NFL team or something like that. I would want to bring the Royals back to Cincinnati.
Oh, bring the NBA squad back. So that's a good one.
That. I would want to do that.
Philly, do you have one off the top of your head?
I'd probably just hoard it to myself. Die an old happy man. Get it, like, and give it to my kids.
Get like a duck pool.
I was going to be Snoopy McDuck.
I always said I would probably give a lot back to like the community. Like,
oh.
Why? I mean,
no, that's right. A very admirable. Yeah.
Like, you gotta give it to like the school. You know, like they want to build a new baseball diamond, so make a large donation.
You
there
could
so they
build
can make it even better.
A million baseball diamonds.
I mean,
that's
so
awesome.
So they can name the field after me. That'd be awesome.
I want my face.
It is the only chance I would have of getting something named after me. So I would definitely get something named after me.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that much money.
You're you named
have,
after my
you
grandpa.
Have your name on the side of a building.
It doesn't say David. It should say Joseph. My
you
grandpa.
Want, you want me to paint David in front of it just to make you happy?
And John Deere Green, just put it up there. But yeah, but like a like I don't know. It'd be cool to have like at a college or something like with your name on it.
But like for me to just go out and spend something, I'd probably get like a Lambo. It'd just be like this drive around town. It'd be dumb, but like you'd have like an exotic car. I don't know. It'd be something stupid like that.
Yeah.
But
I would put it all in a basement like Scrooge McDuck.
Yep.
And dive into it. Except it's all gold coins, so you can't really dive into it. You just smack them and mm-hmm. hurt yourself.
I'd give it to Carl Nassib and tell him to go make me 10%.
That's a good one. By the way, he haunted the Browns this week.
He did.
That was awesome.
That
was
great. I mean, he was serviceable, and I think we should have kept him.
He had like three good plays.
Yeah.
They probably saw, well, I mean, they know how he is. I would have cut him after watching that, after watching Hard Knocks.
Jordan, did you say what you would buy?
I invest it.
He invests with Carl Nassib.
Okay. That's a good answer.
What would you make with money you made?
I would invest it.
Invest
more.
That.
Invest more. Double down on my
I don't have anything.
What was our would you rather? Weren't we going into a would you rather there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you play the drop one more time?
So we know.
I think I have it ready.
Would you rather? Would you rather?
God, we have another would you rather.
Would you rather?
Where'd it come from?
All right. So would you rather get a paper cut or have your arm blown off?
Very inside joke. Do I have to tell the story by
now? Yeah, you do. Because you're an idiot.
Okay. All right. So I'll read that. We all laugh before you could finish it. It was, would you rather get a paper cut or have your arm blown off? I once said that a paper cut would hurt worse than getting your arm blown off. Now that I realize that, it sounds ridiculous. But what I was trying to get to was the shock of having your arm blown off.
Shock lasts only so long.
Yes, but that's what I'm like. You know, like in war movies where a guy gets his arm blown off and he like doesn't even know he has his arm blown off?
Yeah, morphine.
That's what I was thinking. I'm stupid. It's obviously getting your arm blown off would hurt.
You're gonna wake up tomorrow morning like, ouch, why's my arm?
But in the moment, there's nothing worse than getting that paper cut. It's like
nothing worse than the ow.
Okay, now
this is bothersome.
Stubbing your toe and waiting for the delayed pain is worse.
I could think of about a million different things that are worse than paper cut.
Yeah, car trouble.
Car trouble being shot.
Being shot. Yeah, being shot.
My tire's flat.
Car trouble. Feet, make feet roll and start.
I can't get a hold of AT&T.
Yeah. Yeah. The customer service people. Come on. The wait times. Are you serious? Yeah. It's definitely getting your arm blown off. I would rather get a paper cut. I'd rather have my arm.
I will also take the paper cut.
Do I even need to put that on the poll?
This is a toughie.
Nope. Okay. All right. Well, we need a break.
If you feel like you might win and prove a point, then you could put it on the poll.
Should I put it on the poll?
I think, yeah.
Okay, I'll
put it on the poll. Out of spite, people will probably just pick paper cuts. But.
I hope people reply, too. Like, can they leave, like, a little message saying, like, David, you're an idiot?
Yeah. Everyone needs to comment, David, you're an idiot. We're going to take a break. follow along and vote on those polls on FR Practice Squad on Twitter. Or if you have thoughts, give us a call, 419-516-0702. We'll be right back.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th.
And we're back. Follow along at FR Practice Squad. Or give us a call with your thoughts, 419-516-0702. Let us know what you think. Titans played a game in London.
Yes.
Next to Big Ben there. That's not a...
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. I don't even know what accent I was going for. I have a better London accent than that. Yeah. So 9:30. I do like the 9:30 games.
Yeah.
It was cool that...
Love 9:30 games.
It was like 9:30, and then it's nice the other games didn't even start.
But when you're nice not, when it's not your team, because otherwise, then you're drinking at 9:30. Then, yeah, it just
and then it ruins your whole day. I actually made the comment to Garmin that when you guys lost, I was like, "Well, Philly's day's ruined, and it's only 1 o'clock."
Actually, I wasn't too upset. I mean, I was honestly. We wanted to win, but I mean, like I said, I was probably more pissed watching the Ohio State game than when I was watching that game.
So anger was already out.
Yeah, so the Saturday night I had a lot of anger right out.
To give.
Yeah, it was just kind of, but I mean, I can't really be mad. I mean, like, we actually scored a touchdown, so that's a good improvement. I mean, we went 11 quarters without scoring a touchdown. We scored 2 that game. So, I mean, like, our offense looked better. Our defense, you know, they gave up 2 big touchdown plays. If they, you know, could have prevented that to happen, then... You know, maybe it would have been a little easier. Then we missed a field goal. You know, so we had
plenty of chances to win. I like the call at the end, going for two.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you like the aggressive go for the win mentality?
I like the call, but I do not like the play call.
Yeah.
To do it.
What was the play call? Was it a pass?
Yeah, it was like a hitting this Tywan Taylor and a slant.
You guys had a lot of drops.
Yes, that's what
your wide receiver needs to catch the ball.
Yeah, so
that was my takeaway.
Yeah,
because I watched the last. I got home from work and I watched.
We watched the end of that game.
Drops, we watched the last quarter and overtime.
Drops for key
go into like the loss to go.
Yeah, drops for key, but like the second half, I said we pretty much controlled the whole game. And now I know a lot of people are like, well, yeah, we had control of the game. We should have just tied it up and we went in overtime. I mean, yeah, you could say that, but I mean, you're going against the number two scoring offense in, I think, NFL, or like, I don't know, Phillip Rivers is having a
I thought the Chargers would have won that game. Granted, it's in London. You never know those games.
But yeah.
I thought the Chargers were going to win pretty good. And
I thought
the Titans hung in there well.
I thought it was going to be another score, kind of like how they beat the Browns, like 30-14 or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be that close. So maybe that's the reason why I'm not as mad, because
it was another one
lost
of those,
by one.
Another one of those games where the NFL is an enigma to me.
Yeah.
Where I don't know who's who or who's good.
Yeah. So
Chargers, I just have those guys that can go deep.
And like they didn't have Melvin Gordon.
Mike Williams.
Yeah, and that also
they didn't have Melvin Gordon.
If they had Melvin Gordon, it probably would have been a different thing.
Eckler's good, though.
Because that was the bummer about 9:30 games, because in my work fantasy league, I didn't get to take Melvin Gordon out.
Ooh, and you lost, didn't you?
I was not up.
Are your coworkers making fun of you?
No, but I did lose by 10, and I would imagine he probably would have more than 10 points.
Yeah, he's been really good this year.
So, I mean, overall.
What does that put their record at?
They're 3-4.
Okay, but that division's wide open still.
The Texans took the lead 4-3.
So because only
they played the Jaguars.
But you have a head-to-head yet, right?
Yeah, we beat them once already. So
you beat them again. And
our only chance to make it to the playoffs is we have to win a division, because all of these non-divisional AFC teams that we're playing that would help us get in wild card, we're losing. So
yeah,
it's not looking good for us. If we don't win the division, we're probably not going to make the playoffs.
Well, you did last year, and I think you have a good chance. Did you win the division last year or wild card? Your wild card is Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jags. Yeah.
Well, that's true. But the Jags are not playing well, and Blake Bortles just got benched. So
yeah, and I don't know if you guys watched after the game, like the commentators on like CBS, like
they were heated. Phil Simms was triggered.
Phil Simms pissed me off, because he was like, "You guys should have gone for the tie. Then if you guys ended up tying, that's a win for you guys." Like going back, it's like ties are not wins; they're ties. Yeah. I'd rather lose than have a tie. But not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ties are dumb.
Well, when it comes down to playoff standings, yes, you're gonna want that tie.
Yes, I understand that. But
I remember the year the Bengals had a tie. It was like, "Oh, we got that tie, and it kind of helps us now."
He was
even though he still didn't make the playoffs.
He was talking about Vrabel's call. I mean, the call for going for two was great. And I liked it. We had the momentum. That's why I think that's the reason why he called it.
I like going for two. But I like the stones of the call.
The play call was just dumb. They should have had
a lot of coverage.
Well, there was holding.
I'm not saying they should have.
They should have run the ball. They were running all over them.
I'm not saying they should have had Derrick Henry back there just running up the middle. They should have had a running back just back there. So they could have had an RPO situation, or, you know, try to run it or try to pass it and nothing's there, then maybe Mariota could, you know, go up to the side and score.
I just don't like the way everything looks spread out when you're like on the one or something like that.
They should have had, I'd rather.
It just looks so tight.
Me personally, I'd rather to have Deion Lewis back there with him. Because
You'd rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather?
On that play, I would have, just because there's so much stuff that you can do with him. If you have Derrick Henry, it's just you.
But he already had a touchdown from like the.
I know. He did.
I mean, he's just so. I just see him and he's so big. And I'm like.
He's big. But like, I've been watching him all year, and all you have to do is just hit him in the legs and he just falls down. It's kind of frustrating to watch him run. And it's funny, as I read this article, a guy typed up saying Derrick Henry is not your ground and pound type running back, which after reading it, it kind of makes sense, because after last year watching all those runs and everything, mm-hmm. he breaks it off for like 70 some yards. Like, he's a guy that tries to get outside. And it's just weird, like, his body style does not fit how he wants to run the ball. Because, like, you look at him, only 6'3", 250. Well, he should just, you know, run up the middle, just run people over. But he don't do that. It's just, he's really frustrating. He's trying to, I guess,
kick it to the outside and make that one long run, because he has the speed to break it loose. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I just wish he would just actually just keep his feet running, moving, and just run north and south.
I thought Mariota looked pretty good.
Yeah, and that's another thing.
His throws were on point. The guys just wouldn't catch it.
He had a lot of drop passes that were right in their chest, mm-hmm. pretty much, and he made a lot of tough runs to move the chains and keep the drive going.
He had a touchdown too, didn't he? Running?
No.
Or did he get down to like the one or something?
They called it a touchdown, but his shoulder hit first before that the ball crossed.
That was the one that made it. If they would have lost on that, that would have been horrible.
It was a fourth down when they scored the second. Yes. Yeah, so it was fourth and one, then they scored their touchdown.
And that was an iffy pass too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was open.
He actually should have threw it to the tight end that was on top, because he had nobody there. But either way, he caught it. It was a touchdown. And that's when they decided to go for two. But like I said, I'm not as mad at this loss than I was against the Buffalo loss.
Yeah.
And we both lost by one on both those games. But it's the big thing. You have the mindset. It's like, yeah, you should
beat Buffalo.
You're going to beat Buffalo. Yeah. Then you don't. Then here you got the Chargers. You know how good they are. You're like, you just want to be competitive with them, I guess. Mm-hmm. And if you get a win, it's really awesome. But you don't want to get blown out, and we didn't. So, I mean, either way, it's a loss, yes.
But they're not out of it.
Sucks, but yeah, I mean, they got a bye this week, so hopefully.
Ooh, that's a bummer. Bye week's the worst.
Hopefully they regroup. Then they got Dallas on Monday night the following week.
Jordan, did you have a would you rather?
Now I do.
That play.
It played for like half a second.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? All right. Would you rather always have to use a gas station bathroom?
All the time.
All the time. Or have a human-sized litter box?
What?
So in your bathroom, either it's locked and you have to go up to the gas station, and that's the only thing you can use no matter where you are. Or you have a bathroom, but no toilet. The only thing in there is a human-sized litter box.
So there's like a giant box on the ground with cat litter in it?
Yep.
So when you say a human size, like how big are we talking? Like a tub size? Probably like fill your bathtub with cat litter?
Kind of, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So you consider this this shell?
You have to clean it, right?
Station that is like got pamphlets in it.
Yeah.
Yes. Gas station. Yep. Because I would use that bathroom.
That one is clean. It would just be horrible to have to like jump in the car and drive.
Yep. When you're at work, when you're at home, you have to always use a gas.
I would fill my bathtub with cat litter.
Same. I do the cat litter.
Everyone's cat litter, right?
What are you? You just don't get to say these. You have to give your opinion as well.
I would probably do, I guess, cat litter too, just because of the convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Like, I'm not waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Do you remember the
uptown? If you had a cat. So do you remember the thing you have to like scoop the.
Yeah.
And then shake
that. That's what I'm not.
Shake the cat litter off.
I mean, there's sometimes. So like sometimes when I wouldn't want to do that, I'm like, whoa.
In the summer, it would probably smell really bad. Yeah.
It's good like a snow shovel.
Yeah, but with plots
in it. You would have to use a snow shovel with a human.
Sift it out.
Just the visual of like us using a litter box, like trying to squat. And, like,
well, you just pee outside.
Yeah, and like do we have to like kick it? Like, you know, kick the litter over our droppings.
When you're done?
Yeah.
Just like
we don't have to, you don't have to do it like a cat.
Yeah, you do. No, for sure you do.
You have to squat like a cat. I still would.
It's a purr.
I would still go with the cat litter.
All right, everyone's cat litter. Cool.
We picked games last week again.
Transition.
We did anyone see Marvin Lewis's picture, by the way, on Twitter?
What, the one that you posted?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was great.
Marvin Lewis and Hugh.
Good radio.
And you look kind of similar.
Yeah, they're just like, he always looks bewildered.
Or dumbfounded. Like, I'm a coach?
How did this happen?
We're down so much already. We were 2-2 last week. Jordan, you picked Cleveland.
Browns plus 2.5.
Yeah, you lost.
2.5 is a killer. That's always enough. I shouldn't have done that.
You almost had it.
Almost had it. But yeah.
Garmin, you picked the Rams?
Yep.
Are they undefeated against us? No, they can't be.
No, they're not. But minus 10.5.
That's a pretty big number to cover.
Yeah, I have to say it was.
We watched that game and we were pleading for them to turn it off because it was just like boring.
It was super boring.
Philly, you had the Chargers against your Titans.
and lost.
And they didn't. They won, but they didn't cover. They only won by one. Yes. I had New England covering, I think it was six, something like that. They ended up winning by seven. And it was actually a Hail Mary at the end of the game. They almost tied it. That was at the 1 yard line.
That was crazy. Was pretty,
yeah. We split. We were 2-2. Again, we hope you're all not losing money off of us, but.
It was -3.5
for
New England, okay, Chicago.
So definitely they covered pretty good. So we were 2-2 last week, so 500 week. So that just means we get another shot at it. So we're going to go this week. Jordan, are you studying picks? Should I go to somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, Jordan, you started off, and we're going to go to Garmin next and around the room.
I'm going to take Chicago.
That's who I picked.
Oh. Now?
No, I...
He picked him earlier, but you didn't tell him.
I did before.
Do you have anybody else in the...
Yeah, I'll pick Philadelphia -3.5.
Okay.
Against Jacksonville.
Philly -3.5 versus Jacksonville.
They're desperate.
That's probably pretty good, because Jacksonville doesn't... Like, Blake Bortles' confidence is shot. Yeah.
Blake Bortles is probably not even playing. They benched him last week.
He was a starter.
They'll start him. It was a bench like, we'll show you.
Yeah, bench. Get your head right.
This will make you good.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles is showing them. You should have never given me that contract because I'm horrible.
So you're picking the Bears?
Yeah, I got Bears, Jets, Bears -6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. The Bears look good against New England.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel pretty confident. Like, I don't think the Jets are very good.
Yeah, and the Bears look good. Philly.
I don't know why I'm picking this game, but it just kind of popped in my mind.
Feeling your bones.
I am taking Detroit -2.5 against Seattle.
I was going to take Seattle there.
So
taking Detroit. Explain your thinking.
I don't know.
It's a
Detroit
feeling.
Good.
Seattle bad.
Is that Detroit? I don't know. I don't know. They're playing good ball right now.
Is that
now,
Detroit? So. And I don't know. I like it. It's so, good.
Detroit bad.
All right, so you got Detroit. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to cover 6.5. I don't know that they win. I could see the Bengals winning like 23-20.
But you think they'll still cover?
But I think the Buccaneers cover. I think the Bengals will. I don't think the Bengals come out and kick their butt. I think it's like a struggle that makes me mad for 3 hours. And then they win by a Randy Bullock field goal.
Ooh, Randy.
Randy Bullock.
Which pick? Sorry, I wasn't picking.
The Tampa Bay Bucks over to cover 6.5 against the Bengals.
Oh.
So we got Philly, Chicago, Tampa Bay, and Detroit. So, yeah, put those in with your bookie, guys.
Yeah.
And get ready to win some money.
Bovado.
Yeah, bovado.
Even though I went parlay them because it doesn't work out with us.
No, that has not worked out. We have not hit a parlay yet this year, but there is, 9 weeks left?
There's still time.
Yes, plus we're going to do the playoffs, and we can't parlay the Super Bowl, but we'll hit one of those. We'll have a perfect week eventually. Our draft 9.0 this week is scary stuff.
Ooh.
So that can be... Thank you. Can you do that again?
So before we... Are you going to go to break now? Or you?
I was going to, unless you got something.
Well, you want to talk about the trade so far?
Oh, in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, we have some time.
So. Yeah, go for it.
I thought you were going to take it, but... We want to do the obvious one with Amari Cooper?
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I don't really know the details. I guess it was the first round pick for Amari Cooper.
Yep.
John Gruden continues to trade every talented player off his team. Did Derek Carr cry?
That's a report. I don't know.
No,
he did.
I saw the video.
It looked like he was crying.
Yeah.
He did. This year or like when?
This year, yeah.
Yeah, he got tackled by a Seattle player and it looked like he was like bawling on the ground. And then it said he might be losing some people in the locker
room. Lost the locker room?
Oh my God. Everybody's losing the locker room this year.
It does seem like a new person every week is losing the locker
room. I don't think the Raiders really care about any of their players. Have you seen that billboard in Vegas?
No,
it's just John.
Really?
Nobody.
See, that, I think.
But I don't think John will get rid of Derek Carr, though.
I mean, I don't know.
He might. He's pretty quick to pull. He is notorious. Like, he loves his quarterbacks. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He'll get his own, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that might be.
He did think Nathan Peterman was the best quarterback in that draft class.
Yeah, and he's dumb.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, I changed the subject. Amari Cooper got traded from the Raiders for a first-round pick. I think Amari Cooper's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's worth a first-round pick.
I don't know either.
So I think it's one of those trades that's probably good for both teams.
Well, I mean, there goes Dwayne Haskins, Toby.
Yep.
Yeah, probably. That's true.
Because Haskins is going to be a first round pick.
And he might. I don't know. We'll see if he comes out this year or not. But
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
All I know is that
bye-bye quarterback, Toby.
It shafted my fantasy team because Amari's like one of my main receivers, and now he has two byes back-to-back.
Ooh.
Just super frustrating.
That sucks.
Oh, but hey, whatever. You know, whatever. It's, you know, he's going to be so... They don't care about my fantasy team.
He's going to be so rested.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's not good, right?
Dak Prescott's good.
Is he good?
I don't think he's great.
He's good.
Jordan shaking his head.
He's in the middle of the pack.
He's not that good.
He's holding him back, right?
Yeah.
Like...
See, I hold him back last week.
I talked to Toby.
They won, didn't they?
Before you know, I came.
They lost to the... Did they lose to the Redskins?
Didn't he have like...
Yes, they lost to the Redskins because...
Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? He had like that amazing game.
I can't remember.
Yeah, against Jacksonville. Amazing.
Like he had like 80 yards rushing, like 300 yards passing and like two or three touchdowns.
That's nothing.
Against Jacksonville.
Okay. Against one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, they won like 47.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
But... I was like
it's
I said,
helping, Ezekiel Elliott because there's like eight people in the box every time.
Yeah, I talked to Toby before I came up here. They stopped by at the house and I asked him about it, and he said at first he hated it, but now he's kind of talking himself into it.
That's what you got to do.
And but
that's what we've done with Dalton for 7 years.
He said he's kind of liking it now.
That's like stage six of denial.
But acceptance. The thing is that what he likes about it is he'll actually with you. You have your number one receiver now, right, on the team. You know, he's proven it on a different team. He's saying this will show how good Dak is, or it's going to put it's going to put a lot on Garrett too. If they, I mean, if Mari Cooper does nothing, then honestly, you got to do something.
Yeah. I think he will. I think he's going
to
do well.
Because Cooper's got the talent to do something. Yeah. It just depends.
I think he was kind of checked out in Oakland. And I don't think John Gruden really knows what he's doing anymore. I think the league's changed a lot since he's been there.
Until he wins a Super Bowl here in 3 years.
He won't. I'll take that bet.
He probably won't, but I'm just saying.
You can put it in Vegas.
If he does, then I can point back at David. It's like, yeah, you remember that 2 years ago? Or 3 years ago, you said you didn't know what he's doing? Then here they are.
He probably knows more what he's doing than Marvin. Eli Apple got traded too.
Yep.
To the Saints.
To the Ohio State.
What was that for? A fourth round pick?
Fourth and like a seventh, I think.
Yeah. That's a pretty good trade for the Saints. Eli Apple good?
He's kind of a head case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Like he's a head case.
Well, yeah, but like, was he a freak out in the locker room? Or
I mean, like.
What's a.
Didn't they suspend him for like being stupid off field like earlier in the year or something like that?
He was suspended like. The first part of the year.
Like, I'm not saying he's one of those guys, but he's like sometimes you hear like cancer in a locker room.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying that's it.
You're bringing him back with Marshawn Lattimore, was an old teammate from the Buckeyes. And did he play with Bell or not?
I don't know about that.
I don't think he did, but I mean,
he did play with Bell.
Yeah. So,
with Bell, yeah. Not Lattimore, though, probably.
No, not Lattimore. Okay.
I don't know.
Tail end, maybe?
Probably a year.
These are all Buckeyes?
Yes. Yeah, they got Michael Thomas, Von Bell,
Corey Coleman,
Lattimore, Eli Apple, Ted Ginn.
Corey Coleman, Kirk Coleman.
Kirk Coleman. Yeah. Actually, Corey Coleman. Is Ted Ginn still there?
Yes.
They got all them Buckeyes.
All them boys.
You guys remember that song, Buckeye City?
More than likely, it's going to work out.
Like every highlight.
And it will pan out that he'll be really good.
That's such a dumb song.
It'll be a great trade. Yeah. So,
what were your thoughts, Jordan, on the Carlos Hyde trade?
Yeah.
Fifth round pick?
Behind my kind of excitement, just for fantasy-wise.
Yeah, I was going to say, try and keep that out of it.
I get it. I think it might be like something bigger. Again, like
he's like arseling up for like a
trade. League doesn't value running backs. I get it. I think even if we kept him, he wouldn't have lasted past this year.
I wouldn't think so either.
It was like a three year deal,
but like
it was basically a one, right?
Yeah. We could cut him after any year. So fifth round pick. I trust a fifth round more in Dorsey's hand than I do a first round in Sashi's hand.
Sashi.
I mean, I get it. It's whatever. I think now we play our best running back, our two best running backs, I think. I think he was serviceable. He was fine. He was good for us, but he was nothing special.
Do you think Dorsey wanted them to play Chubb and he wouldn't? So he's like, I'll just get rid of Hyde?
Probably part of it. I think also they were maybe just saving all the hits for Hyde as of right now, and then at some point they're just going to make the change, and I think he wanted to force their hand a little bit. So, yeah. But I didn't mind it.
A giant tractor went by.
Some people were like, what are they doing?
Yeah, people seem to be like, I feel like it was very overreaction on Twitter. And for like for me, I'm like, I'm not a Browns fan, like, but I'm like, no. Didn't seem that like big of a deal to me.
No, I thought it was a good trade.
Yeah.
I don't think Hyde was that great.
Well, there's a lot of people saying that, well, you should have got more than that.
Right. Well, J.J. was traded for a fourth round pick last year.
I would take Carlos Hyde over J.J. any day.
Would you?
Yes, I would. Because Carlos Hyde plays.
So you think then that Carlos Hyde should have got a higher draft?
I think he could have got a fourth, maybe at best. But it's whatever.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, then we'll take a break. And
I don't know. Someone else traded, but that's all right.
There could be a lot more trades coming around because there's a lot of teams saying that they're shopping receivers. Like a lot of teams like Demaryius Thomas, Broncos came out and said.
We should trade Marvin Lewis. draft 9.0 tonight is scary stuff. What scares us? What scares you?
9.0.
Oh, yeah. That'll get everyone pumped.
Draft 9.0.
So be thinking of the stuff you're scared of since it's Halloween, getting close. And let us know on Twitter at FR Practice Squad or give us a call, 419-516-0702. We'll be right back.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
In conjunction with National Drug Take Back Day, the Fort Recovery Police Department will be hosting their Drug Take Back Day at the Village Hall on Saturday, October 27th from 10 to 2. This is your chance to properly dispose of any unused or expired medications and prescription drugs. The village requests that you do not flush unneeded medications down the toilet because sewage systems aren't able to filter out drugs and medications, so they can easily end up in our water supply. Help keep drugs out of the wrong hands and out of our environment. Gather up all your unneeded, expired medications and take them to the Village Hall on Saturday, October 27th from 10 to 2 for National Drug Take Back Day, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
And we're back, the practice squad. Hey, guys, Halloween's around the corner.
Sure is, David.
And you know what comes along with Halloween.
I hate Halloween.
You know,
costumes.
Oh, all those things. And also scary stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ghosts and ghouls come out and terrorize me in my sleep.
Clowns.
Yeah, clowns come out. And not anyone that you want to see. But so yeah, the theme of our draft 4.0, this is not as good as normally. I am pretty good. It's scary stuff. Things that scare us. It can be anything, really. I don't think we set a, it doesn't have to be like a scary movie and or a scary monster. It can be, just general fears of life. Correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Draft 9.0.
Yeah. Whoever does the voiceovers for this show.
Yeah, we pay him a lot.
I know. not enough.
Pay him with mink fur.
Yeah. So, who wants to start tonight? Anybody? Anybody want to volunteer?
No.
Okay.
The enthusiasm is through the roof.
These are going to be pretty good.
Draft 9.0.
I'll start. You, David, you start.
Okay. So what scares me? My first pick, do you have the...
Oh.
The pick is in. With the first pick of the Draft 0.0, David Schmidt selects the Bengals not winning a playoff game in my lifetime.
Just a playoff.
I just want a playoff game.
That scares you.
What a bar.
Yeah, I'm very worried that they will never win a playoff game in my lifetime. So it scares me that they won't.
Well, you're going to be scared.
I know. I'm scared for this season. You're up.
I'm up. All right. Picks in. I wrote it on the card and just handed it in right now.
To Goodell.
So what scares me is when my favorite old actor is trending on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
thinking they died.
I think they died.
Yeah.
So if I see Morgan Freeman trend or... Even anybody that's trending that I like, I just feel like they died of an overdose.
There was a while, like last year, where it just felt like it happened all, with Robin Williams and...
Well, because half the time it's right, half the time they do die.
For me, not even just old people, but when someone I like is trending on Twitter, I'm like, oh God, what did they do and who'd they do it to?
Yeah. That's always scary. Yeah. Oh my God, I gotta click on it.
My sister always says,
oh, he just released a surprise album.
Yeah, she's afraid that Tom Hanks somehow.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
yeah, you don't want to see Tom Hanks trending.
You don't want to see Tom Hanks trending.
For sure you don't.
Good pick. Garmin.
Okay, pick is in. And this is a legit one, a legit fear for me. The Woods. I know that sounds
cool.
I know
that
sounds
a scary movie?
Is it a scary movie?
Yeah.
No, the woods in general.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
Because I saw The Blair Witch when I was 11 years old, and it has forever just shocked me to my core. And if someone threw me out in the middle of the woods at nighttime, I would just curl in a ball and die. I'd be like, I'm not getting out. I quit.
You just die from fear?
Yeah.
This is it. This is how I die.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The woods is scary, for sure.
Yeah.
Woods is scary.
Woods at nighttime.
Yes. Yep. Even a scary building in the woods is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Philly.
My first pick's going to be cats.
Wow. I hate them.
Terrifying.
Cats scary.
But just their eyes. You look, they stare at you. They're staring through your soul.
They do.
I hate them.
They are evil. They're evil creatures.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're
meaner than what people give them credit for.
I listened to an episode of a podcast with Joe Rogan. He was talking about between dogs and cats. Dogs love you unconditionally. He's if a cat was big enough, it would kill you. It does not care for you whatsoever. Yeah. You're just
about
a place.
Themselves.
It's the cats use us. They're you give me food. I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Gotta respect that.
I like that pick. I didn't see you going that way, but I like it.
Then my next pick is just going to be the darkness. If you're in a dark, quiet place, almost too quiet to where,
ooh,
people can hear you think,
and all of a sudden scary music.
Then you hear a snap of a twig, like I said, the woods, or just anywhere. Can you do so?
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, ooh, darkness. Wow, don't turn off the lights, guys. Jeez.
See, this is why Jordan's terrible for this, because things that normally scare people, he's not scared of. He's scared of dumb, irrational
things.
He's so brave. He is
so brave.
He would be the one that would go into the scary house at night if we dared him to. He'd be like, I don't care, I went in there.
Oh, man, it's happening.
I sat in the basement for a half hour.
True. Or solitaire by myself, whatever. No big deal.
Yeah, he used to do that.
I'll tell you.
All right, Garm.
Okay, pick is in. Actually, this could have been my number one fear. This is my number one fear, is being eaten.
Being eaten.
Yeah.
What would eat you?
Anything. Okay, that's what I'm saying. We don't think about that as people, as humans, because we're the top of the food chain.
It's nice to be there.
Exactly. Could you imagine being eaten? That is the worst. I would rather be burned alive, frozen alive.
Ooh.
Burned alive is bad.
No, yeah. Being eaten. This is what I was telling you before the show.
I mean, paper cuts are worse than
getting burned. When I was 6 years old, I went over to Ryan Stogler's house and I watched Jurassic Park and Jaws back to back for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I don't want that to happen to me. Dinosaurs aren't out there, but Jaws, when Quint gets eaten,
getting eaten by a shark would be horrible. Yeah.
That is the most traumatic scene ever, when Quint gets eaten by that shark. Spoilers for a super old movie.
If you haven't seen Jaws by now, it's your own fault. Jordan?
My other fear, as I pull up my notes on my phone.
You have to drop your pick as well.
Oh, yeah. So I went to Boonshoft Museum, right, on Sunday.
Yep.
And what I did was I was responsible of packing the backpack of all the supplies. And I am scared of forgetting something, like formula when packing for kids and bringing them to a museum. Because the look on your wife's face when we're our baby's hungry and we don't have the formula.
And it's your fault?
That's pretty scary.
Did that happen?
That happened. So we actually had to cut our trip kind of short. And it's just fun. Like, oh, yeah, I'll pack it. No big deal. I'm cool. And then you just completely fail. And it's like one of the things that will take me like 8 years to like, now I can pack a bag because she
won't let you pack a bag. Yeah,
probably not.
You just dug yourself a hole that.
How did you forget that?
Deep.
I just, there's a lot of stuff you got to pack.
Yeah. You know? I guess I'll figure that out soon enough.
And I was like, he was hungry. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get a bottle out. And I got the bottle, but there's no formula.
How long did you delay in telling her that you forgot? Like, did you try and stall for a little bit?
I think
bit?
The face of me reaching into the backpack and not having it told her the whole thing.
Did she call you an idiot?
No, but her face did. She played off pretty cool. She didn't like yell, but I was just like, this is bad.
How quickly did you say, I'm sorry?
I think it was the first thing I said. I said, I'm sorry before I even told her what happened. So,
good man.
Yeah.
Well, now you will never forget that again, I guarantee
you. I probably will.
Fair enough. All right. My pick's in. Roller coasters. Yeah, I hate roller coasters. I might like them now. I don't know.
I've never been on one, but
I was scared of them like horribly when I was a kid.
The beast.
When my parents took me to Disney World, I would tell them, I'll be fine here.
Probably the worst.
What roller coasters are in Disney World?
Well, it wasn't even a roller coaster. It was like a baby. No, it was like a baby water ride. And I'm like 8 years old, and my parents go, we're getting on the ride because they spent all this money to take me on this stupid trip.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, guys, you go ahead. I'll be fine. I'll right here. And I'll just
I'll
wait. You guys have fun. And they're like, get on the damn ride.
It was Splash Mountain, probably, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was.
Drop.
Yes, it was. So.
So David got the picture of him crying like a little girl.
Yes. So roller coasters.
Dad's probably laughing.
Am I going back to back here? I'm going back to back. Okay. So I got another pick then.
You have a 10-minute limit if you want to use it.
I'm ready.
All right, you're in. All right.
No, I had my scouting done. The ocean. Wide open ocean. Like
open water.
Open water specifically. So being like, I don't know, just stuck out in the middle of the ocean when all you see around you is water is terrifying to me. Because all you can do is drown. And that sounds... I wouldn't survive.
You could be eaten.
You could float. You could be eaten or drowned.
And it's probably freezing.
And it's probably cold, and there's probably giant waves that are...
Would you ever go on a cruise?
I've also, like, kind of... I think I would.
Yeah.
But the one I would go on would have horrible... catastrophic failure problems, and I would end up in the ocean.
Sewers be guaranteed. Up.
Yeah,
classic David.
Yeah. So, open water.
Okay. Cool pick. Ocean. Wow. Cool.
Scary. We haven't picked any ghosts or anything monsters.
They don't exist.
Overrated.
I am scared of shower noises. So basically, when you're in the shower and you hear noises like in your house.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
And it's just like.
What was that?
What was that in your most vulnerable? Like, am I going to have to fight naked right now? Right?
Dude,
like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do I
about.
Shut off my, like, my water and actually go look and investigate? Like, in a towel or put boxers on before I investigate that way? Or do I just accept that this might be it and this like, will
this
be
is
it?
Gonna go out, die in a horrible...
You're going to be in the shower naked.
Like, and you kind of just keep eyeing the door, like, seeing if it's coming open.
And, like, you know that... Yeah, I know.
It was always scary, yeah.
Because that's how it is at like, my house. Like, every time, like, the furnace kicks on, like, I'll hear it. I'm like, what? Because it sounds like the door's opening. Yeah. And there was one time, actually, where my parents came over. And I was like, all right, this is it. Like, I know that was the door. Only thing I have to fight with is my toothbrush.
Yeah. I usually, like, then open up, like, the bathroom door after my shower. And it's just, like, Bailey. Like,
Bailey's his dog.
Yeah. By the way. Bailey's my dog.
That's how she breathes. That's a very good impersonation. Garmin.
Okay, picks in. And this is going to be a generic one that we talked about, but I've had to do this a couple times. Public speaking.
Yeah.
Like, it's like everybody's biggest fear.
It is. Yep. And this is like how much I hate doing it, is that Wes colleague asked me to read at his wedding and thought that I would be like, oh, yeah, sure, right away. And then when he asked me, I was like,
You hesitated?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I thought you'd say yes. I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, and then I eventually did, but like, it was nerve-wracking for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, it's literally like really
nerve-wracking. That's like not even public speaking. That's like public reading.
Yeah, but you still have to talk in front of people. True. And everybody, like a church full of people are looking at you.
Yeah.
It's the same. Not speaking, it'd be you just sitting up there and reading like silently.
But I spoke. I spoke loud.
Yes, that is public speaking. Doesn't matter if you're reading or
right.
not.
Okay, you're saying public reading, like, yeah, you're right. It's public speaking, it qualifies.
Just getting up in front of a group of people and reading something or talking about something.
Like talking in front of
you. And, like, because Philly went with me, and I went up way too early. Like, I thought a song was supposed to end, and I'm just standing up there waiting for the song to end. And then I realized that the song had ended because I wasn't paying attention anymore. I was looking at what I was reading.
And then they were waiting.
I was like, oh, okay.
Did someone go,
No, I was just like, okay. And then I just started reading. I read that really cliche thing that's at every wedding. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Corinthians 4:19.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not have this. Love does not do that.
Yeah.
Love is cool.
I should have it memorized because I was so freaked out about having to do it. I like read it over and over and over and over again.
Hey, you survived though.
I did. I made it. It's one of those things where like as I started to read, I was like, whatever. But the anticipation leading up really.
Normally it's always that.
Yeah.
It's always just like.
It's the build up.
Hard getting there. Philly.
I'm going. I had like Jordan said, shower noises. I'm saying the noises that when you're trying to sleep, just you're laying there like
bump in the night.
I have a new house and I don't know like when at the apartment I lived at, like I knew all the noises, like all I was just, you know, now I'm still trying to figure out. So like I'll be in bed sleeping and then when it's all quiet and you'll hear like these creaks and cracks, whatever. And I just like always have my mind. I don't open my eyes, but I feel like when I do, there's someone going to be standing in my doorway of my bedroom and I'm just going to flip out. But like, you got to look. So it's just those, it's more of just me thinking it than what it really is. But yeah, I'm going to go with that. Then my last pick, Jordan, Philly is in. And I'm going to go with forgetting my kid in the car when it's 90 degrees.
Yeah, that's pretty it's big deal.
Something that, yeah, you don't want to ever do, but like you don't think you ever will do, but you know, you always get sidetracked and it could happen and it's something I don't want to happen. So that'd be like my biggest fear about that.
That's a good one. Garmin, back to you for your last pick.
Yeah, for the last one. I know like Jordan was like, monsters are made up, so they're not scary, but I'm going to go ahead and do one anyway because I read a lot and I like reading a lot of Stephen King. Pennywise from It is the only time I've ever read anything where after I put the book down, like, and I went to bed, it stuck with me and like gave me nightmares, because the creepiest thing about Pennywise is whatever you fear most is what he becomes, and then he's going to become what you're most afraid of, and then he's going to eat you, which is a double down for me. My two big fears.
That's like the worst of both worlds.
So if you're scared of babies,
you're scared of babies, he's going to be a baby, and then he's going to eat you.
Wow. Is someone going to have to feed the baby?
It's a good one.
Ken.
Jordan.
Pretty much, I can't believe this guy lasted this long. But I'm going to pick spiders because obviously they're the worst things in the world. And
you've always been scared of spiders.
Yeah.
Not even scared, irrationally, like unbelievably
debatable.
Scared
of spiders.
Well, I mean, Arachnophobia is the worst movie of all time. So,
you know, they're remaking it?
I don't care.
I'm excited. Jordan, you want to go watch it?
Yeah. With my cat.
All right. With the last pick, I got the pick. Picks in. I'm scared of running. I hate running. If I have to exercise, I'm scared. When I had to do conditioning, I was scared.
So you're scared of working out.
I hate running.
Do you like sit there at a 5K and just scream the whole time?
What
are you people
in
doing?
My mind, yes.
So are you scared of your wife? So she's like into fitness?
I mean, I'm not scared of her. I don't know. She enjoys it. When I run, I'm screaming inside.
Gets her running shoes on and she leaves the house, you're like, don't.
Are you like scared of the side effects?
No, I like the side. When you're done, you feel, yeah, that's it. It's one of those things that you feel like you overcome your fear when you do it. But the fear of actually like putting on running shoes, putting on workout clothes, and then moving my legs faster than they should go is just, I hate it so much. I've always hated running. I'll never like it. I've tried numerous times. I'm pretty much done with that. So I'm scared of running. Nice. So that concludes our draft 9.0. What scares you guys?
Either would you rat?
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Would you rat? We have another one that just came in.
Are they just getting emailed to you?
Yeah.
The would you rather fairy drops them off.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you hear it?
Would you rather? Would you rather? All right. Would you rather? Sorry, I have a whole list I'm trying to.
Oh, I thought they were just dropped off.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what's happening. Would you rather wake up every day in a bed covered in peanut butter or have Tourette's of your true thoughts of people in the room?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
All right, wow.
Yeah.
Thought that one would be a little bit more challenging, I guess.
Yeah, I think that'd be horrible. Like, okay, are we talking like the whole top of the bed is like frosted with peanut butter?
You wake up covered in peanut butter every day.
Okay, but you don't go to bed.
No, you just wake up.
Oh.
It's like the scene in Godfather
when he wakes up with the horse head.
Except the whole, you're covered instead of blood, it's peanut butter. And you have to then clean your sheets. You have to clean yourself. You have to
every single day.
Yeah, you just set the alarm like a half hour.
Even if you sleep at like a friend's house, like their beds are peanut butter.
Every day, no matter where you are, you wake up.
Every hotel. I sleep in a hotel every night.
You sleep in a sleeping bag, it's covered in peanut butter.
You get fined. You couldn't say no. You get fined every hotel you stay at.
Yeah.
Wow. But you would have no friends.
You would have no problems.
Yeah. Unless, yeah, your thoughts are true and mean, then yeah.
I guess most, so you could have nice thoughts about people.
Well, they don't have to be mean. They could be
lovely hat.
Inappropriate.
Lovely hat. Yeah, I'm probably, I guess I'll go with Tourette's. Because
of, yeah.
Yeah. Because the peanut butter would be horrible. Like every day of your life.
Yeah.
Having to get that off. It would clog your drains. Trying to take showers. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking practically. You'd have to use Drano like every week.
Or you could reuse it and start to jar it up or can it up.
Sell it.
At some point, like after like
peanut butter.
Yeah, you start doing it.
Philly, what do you think?
I'm still going with the peanut butter.
All right, Garmin.
Oh, it's peanut butter.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you could have nice thoughts, but 80% of my thoughts, if I see someone and like something bothers
what
me, it's
like the one time
and,
if you're at a party. And just out of nowhere, you say something horrible. You have to address that in the room.
Yeah.
Or you could just run out and never see your friends ever again.
That's true.
All it takes is once.
Do you have any soapbox scores? Do we need to take a break?
I do have some, if you guys want to do them or not.
That's up to you, produce.
Yeah, let's just do them now.
Okay. You got a couple of them?
Yep. All right. So... I'm not confident about these right now. The number of reports that say something is healthy for you, 1,000. The number of reports that say the exact same thing is actually unhealthy for you is also 1,000.
Mm-hmm. It's so insane.
It is insane. I don't know what to eat.
But
they'll say it this year, then next year they'll come out and say, actually, it's not.
We updated a study and chocolate is very healthy for you.
Yeah. In moderation.
Yeah. Coffee is horrible for you.
In moderation.
Yeah, moderation.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. The maximum number of subs you can get in one order if you're the only person in Subway is 3. If you have like a list of 10 subs, you can't get all. I mean, if I walk in and there's only one person in front of me,
mm-hmm.
it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they like are holding a post-it note or like a list and they have like 6 subs,
yep.
I get really frustrated.
Me too.
Yeah. You have to have more people come with you. You have to show that, hey, I have 4 people.
Divvy up the order.
And each of us are getting like 2 subs.
That's the worst thing. Like you think you're just going to go in there and it's just going to be like a smash and grab, like I'll order, then you're out. And then no, you got a lady with a freaking little
bit.
So I'm like, oh.
That's where the Tourette's would be horrible.
Yeah.
Because you would just be screaming out like,
One's up. Just horrible things at people. Because, yes. And then also, when there's a whole line, like, yeah, how many subs do you need? Four. Yeah. And I need provolone on this. Oh, no, wait, not on that one.
You don't need that.
And I'm just sitting there, like, boiling. My face is red.
Oh, on this sub, we need half and half of this.
Yeah. It's horrible. That's, yeah.
Then the workers are back there, like, nonchalant.
We're out of bread. It's like Louis C.K.'s bit. Have you heard that? Where he's sitting in the coffee shop waiting in line and he's just like sitting about, thinking about everything he hates about everybody, like everybody's shirt and everybody, like all these kids with their beanie hats and their. That's just what I do at Subway. All these kids with their subs.
Yeah. All right. The minimum age where you don't have to acknowledge a fart is 70. If you're over 70, you can just kind of let it flow because you probably don't know it happened.
Absolutely.
But if you're under 70, you have to like acknowledge it.
Yep.
You can't just not acknowledge it because it really like frustrates me.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, did that just happen? And they act like nothing happened.
They just keep going on about their day.
Especially if you just rip.
I've never understood people that don't think farts are funny.
They're the best thing in the world.
So like someone farts and like we would laugh and they'd be like, what?
I can't stop.
Oh, did I just do that?
Yeah.
Like, it's just
farts are funny. And they always will be funny until the day I die. They will always be funny.
Like, then you have to, like, hold it in. And it's something where if I even try, then I just make it worse. And
can't. Hold it in is bad. It's bad for you.
It's bad for the prostate or something. Yeah.
And then your stomach's just like...
Yeah.
The amount of things that are a sign of a bad winter... 550.
Yes.
Chances of a bad winter, regardless, is 100%.
Winter's always bad.
If I don't care how many acorns are on the ground, winter's going to be the same thing.
I hear that. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of caterpillars out.
The caterpillars, ones, you hear that.
Yeah.
Winter's going to be winter.
Yeah.
It's probably going to suck because we're in Ohio. So.
I agree so much with that. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So this one actually came from Nate.
Okay.
And I kind of redid it a little bit here. But average hands per person is usually two, right? Hands that should be on a belly of a pregnant woman is zero. So if you're taking a picture and you're not the woman who's pregnant, don't put your hand on that belly.
Yeah.
or the husband that got the woman pregnant.
Yeah, like don't. We get it. Like, you don't have to acknowledge, like, hey, look, I'm holding the belly because we're pregnant. Like,
yes.
It's okay if you don't have the hand on the belly.
I agree.
I'm assuming that is your
thing. And a lot of people don't even ask for permission. They're like, oh, hey, then they start grabbing it. And I'm like, it's just weird.
Yeah. It is weird. There's going to be a lot of photo. I haven't had to do the Photoshop yet.
I can't wait. I hope we do that.
I'm going to get home and Torch probably just made arrangements for a photo shoot. Yeah. But we'll see.
Some of those are...
Put your hand on my tum-tum.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Okay.
So the amount of people who usually tell me happy birthday on Facebook is like 52.
Mm-hmm.
And
lucky.
And it's more than me.
Well, so my big thing is I hate the like obligatory, that's a word.
Obligatory, something like that.
So the thank you have to put or else people think you're like a piece of crap.
That is why every year I get less and less happy birthdays because at the end of my birthday, I never go, thanks for the birthday wishes.
Oh, you mean like the general? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think that's the reason like why my numbers drop every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've noticed it. And that's why I don't tell you anymore.
I've stopped doing that too.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for the birthday wishes. Yeah, it's been a great birthday.
Awesome. I love, you know, thanks for like, I haven't talked to you since ninth grade, but thank you. That's all I got.
Oh, I thought there was a second part to that one. That's really good, yeah, because I hate...
I had one if you wanted me to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Are they going to stop sending would you rathers?
Yeah, just keep coming in. We'll have to save them for next week.
Okay.
All right, Garmin.
I was at my mom and dad's house the other day. Made me think of this because my mom always watches the Hallmark and like Lifetime channel.
They start Christmas movies yet?
So yes. So they're advertising a number of Hallmark and Lifetime original Christmas movies is like 1,000.
Yeah.
Times I can guess exactly what that movie is going to be. The entire plot just from the title is 1,000.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're
like, worse.
Now they've become like a thing, like.
For women.
Yeah, they become like a bigger thing just because like now they have like their mugs like, oh, I can't wait to Hallmark Christmas movies.
Like, yeah, it's like a season.
It's a part of the season.
It's like football season for women.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's like, oh, it's almost Hallmark Christmas.
There's legitimately like 500 of those movies.
True.
I mean, my wife ain't watching Hallmark Channel. My mom watches it all the time. There's only like three different storylines.
Which are?
Well, like, so
a tragic death.
A tragic death. One of them. A tragic death.
This guy's going to die.
But a guy finds love again.
Either the guy or girl going back to their hometown falls in love with the person who they liked in high school.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. But still, it's almost always something like
and
that.
And they're all actors who were in like one good movie in the 90s.
Yep.
Yeah. And are just trying
Joe Montana.
Half the people from Full House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob Saget.
And will you come home for Christmas? Oh, or the person is engaged to a total jerk, and the person who comes back home, they end up falling in love with and getting rid of the other person.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other guy doesn't appreciate the hometown.
That's another classic.
They're like, oh, this guy's really nice. Like, it's so obvious the person that they're engaged to is a horrible, horrible person. And they push so hard that the new person is really nice.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Yes.
I agree.
He's like so nice where he's like that type of guy probably doesn't even exist in the world. Like, he's that nice.
I just want you to be happy. Oh, no, now we're together. It ends like a sci-fi movie where you're like, there's only 2 minutes left.
How's this gonna
work out? Oh, I'm divorcing you, and now we're married.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and watch Hallmark movies.
Credits.
What's the would you rather, Jordan?
Would you rather? All right. Would you rather? Would you rather? Where is it at?
I don't know.
Would you rather the only trip you could ever take for the rest of your life is to the Holiday Inn in Greenville? Or have someone who spoils every game and movie and show you watch.
Greenville. Oh.
So like I would already know how the Bengals season ends.
You know, yeah. Any game you're watching, maybe not the season, just if you start to watch a game, some dude would pop out and be like, hey, they're gonna lose by 7. Or hey, last second field goal, you guys are gonna lose to Tampa Bay. Or if you're watching a movie, hey, this guy doesn't die.
Hey, Thanos snaps his fingers and half the universe dies.
All right, have fun.
See ya.
See, that wouldn't bother me with the movies because I'd probably still watch it just so I can watch the whole thing.
Watching Game of Thrones and
that would be, I couldn't do that.
But
I could, actually, because I'd probably end up killing that guy.
Like the sports season, that would probably bother me more because I don't want to know, like, I don't know.
But the only trip you could ever take the rest of your life is
to Greenville.
Do they have a pool?
Yes.
Ooh.
But Greenville, they have a lot of stuff over there. You know, Papa John's, you can eat there.
You know what I would end up doing? Just not taking vacations.
That's true. I don't take that many to begin with, so I would probably...
Kids are going to Greenville.
Yeah.
Where are we going this year, Dad?
We're going to Greenville. We can go to Lowe's.
Are we going to Walmart?
Nope. Are we staying at Holiday Inn again? Yeah, they just redid everything. It's supposed to be nice.
We're staying in room 313 again. It's a suite, honey. I'd probably do the spoil stuff because that's not that important. It's just sports and movies.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
And what's really important in life is the memories you make with your family.
See, Garmin's a bigger, you know, movie guru than us.
Not even that. Like, I am. But, like, the sports thing, like, if you're watching a Bengals game that goes into an overtime, and some dude just sticks his head in the door, hey, they lose. You're like, what?
You would chase him out of the door.
You spend hours and hours watching that game. I couldn't do it.
In the bigger picture, I'd probably do the guy telling me what happens at the end.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the Jamaica.
I don't know that we're in any agreement there, but
Greenville. Those are the good ones.
Yeah, those are the good ones. So that's our show for this evening. Bad week for football, but we made up for it and everything else. So we hope next week's a little bit better for our teams. We're tired of losing. It's 2 weeks in a row. We got to get some wins.
My team won't lose this week.
They're on a bye. So for David Schmidt, Jordan Stogler, Craig Garmin, Troy Metzger, we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Have a good week. Bye.